Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Jorgensen here with Dan Redford.
Hey, Eric.
We are guest hosting Ebling and You today, calling at the kids' table and putting a youth infusion into some of this talk radio, highlighting some of these cool things going on in the Lansing area. And we've got a great guest coming up for the next couple minutes, Megan Gebhardt, great friend of mine, senior at MSU, and she's working on some really interesting projects. And I think we've got Megan on the line.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Where are you and what are you doing, Meg?
I am currently in Portland, Oregon, and in about 5 hours I will be in Seattle, Washington.
What?
I'm in Seattle visiting family, but I traveled down to Portland to have coffee with the vice president of digital sports for Nike.
And this is, I mean, that's pretty significant. So that's part of your ongoing project, right? 52 Cups?
Correct. So I started a blogging project this summer in July, and basically for a year, each week for a year, I'm having coffee with someone I don't know, and then I'm blogging about the experience, what I learn, and kind of what happens because of these new people that I'm meeting and talking to.
And you've already experienced pretty significant sort of networking results, right? I mean, your last cup was with the Luana K. Simon, president of MSU, correct?
Right. So I had coffee with President Simon, which was quite the experience. She's a pretty incredible and talented woman. And in terms of networking, this Nike cup actually is the result of another cup that I had. A friend of mine, I don't know if you guys have talked about Gumball on the show yet, I'm sure it'll come up sometime today. Through Gumball, I met a student who knew a marketing professor at Grand Valley State, and that marketing professor, Dr. Ward, was actually cup 9 of mine, and then through him, I was able to set up this coffee cup meeting in Oregon. So the power of networking has already started.
So you're telling me that you've had a cup of coffee with a few folks in East Lansing, Michigan, and you've been able to plan to have more cups of coffee with folks in Oregon and Seattle, Washington, from East Lansing, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how when you start to meet new people, you start to realize how small the world is and how willing people are to help you, to connect you to other people if they kind of have an idea of you know, what you're interested in or what you're passionate about. So, and I've had actually numerous people say, you know, I have friends in Seattle. If you're in Seattle or if you can make it to Texas, I know someone that you should talk to. So it's a great example of Spartans helping Spartans.
Well, we're here with Megan Gebhardt, a senior at Michigan State University. She actually started MSU Catalyst. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Meg?
Yeah, so MSU Catalyst was my first blogging, our website project. It started 2 years ago, and the point of that is to highlight what Michigan State Spartans are doing. So whether it's students, alumni, or faculty, we talk about inspirational or interesting stories based on those students or alumni. And we actually have 10 volunteer writers, student writers, that we post new content every day, and we have stories ranging from a student that decided to bike across the country 2 summers ago, all the way up to stories about, like, the current there's an alumnus that is the announcer for the Ducks hockey, or not the Ducks hockey team, a California hockey team, one of the NFL teams. He's the voice of that team. So, you know, Spartans are doing great things, so we're trying to talk about them and let other people know.
What do you think it means to be global? You talk about having a few websites, having cups of coffee with folks, sharing their stories and your anecdotes with folks on the internet through 52cups.tumblr.com, which is your blog, sharing stories through msucatalyst.com, hooking up cups of coffee across the country. What does it mean to be global to you?
To me, being global is not very difficult. I was in Europe this summer, and you realize that you can be halfway across the world, and you can run into people that you have a common thread with. Or we have Spartans that are all over the world. We have Spartans that are sitting abroad, and it's amazing how, you know, a couple hours on a plane trip, and you can be in another country doing business, and you don't even have to get on a plane. You can Skype with people around the world, and so. the more I travel and the more people I meet, I start to see that there are very few boundaries, geographical boundaries, in terms of doing business or meeting with people. And that's what it really means to be global, or actually I don't even think about it in terms of being global, but I just kind of think, when I think about people I want to meet or stories I want to tell, there really aren't any borders anymore with the internet and, you know, the ease of transportation. You can do business anywhere, and I think Michigan State really sets you up for that.
So speaking of business anywhere from Michigan State, that seems like the perfect transition into one of the other projects that actually you and I are working on together, The Hatch. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and then I'll let you fill in the gap since you're my co-director. So Eric and I are working on The Hatch, which is a business incubator for students. And so essentially our goal is to harness the great entrepreneurial, passionate, hardworking students and that are trying to start businesses and help them by giving them a physical location where they can launch their business and also help them be a part of a community of other entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurship is a pretty solo venture and it can get kind of lonely. So if you can team those entrepreneurs up with other entrepreneurs, it kind of increases the likelihood of success, because you have people to brainstorm ideas with, and then we also have a way to get them resources to really give entrepreneurs coming out of Michigan State every opportunity to be successful.
I know you're working with Jeff Jotham Smith, the director of the Technology Innovation Center, to start The Hatch. I know he's just a wonderful resource for East Lansing and the Lansing region. And how has he helped kind of guide some of these initiatives, and how close are you to being able to start to put students into this Hatch? And maybe Eric, you can talk a little bit about that too. But Meg, you go first.
All right. Jeff Smith, he definitely is an asset to East Lansing, and I think what he really inspires in me, and I think a lot of other people, is that if you have an idea or you have a project or a goal, just go out and start working on it and make it happen and find the resources. I think Jeff is a person who doesn't see a lot of boundaries. If he sees an opportunity, he goes for it, and he doesn't let much stand in his way. And that's really what The Hatch has been about, is just, you know, we have this vision to make it happen, and we're doing everything we can to make it happen. And in terms of when it'll be up and running, in the next, I mean, by January, or January 10th is the first day of spring semester, and we plan on having students in there then, if not sooner.
Yeah, it's been a long and winding road, as she said, and Jeff Smith's been really good about helping Megan and I. We've been a great team getting all that together. And we're really excited to open up in January. Still looking for more and more students with ventures and people with the resources to help those students out, or people interested in connecting with student businesses. So if there's anybody out listening to us today that wants to connect, they can find us ideahatch.org or at @the_hatch on Twitter, I think.
Right, and we're with Meg Gebhardt. She is a MSU senior, started many things during her college career, very entrepreneurial, currently doing 52 cups of coffee over the next year. Meg, the real question, will you be staying in Michigan after you graduate from MSU?
Ooh, that's a million-dollar question. Right now, my future is very up in the air. In terms of job leads and prospects and whatnot. I would love to stay in the state of Michigan, but I'm not making any promises.
Well, I think it's safe to say, with your view of being global, that even if you're out of the state, you'll remain well-connected to MSU, East Lansing, and Spartans all over the world. So,
well, we know you're going to be writing your own ticket wherever you go, so good luck, Meg.
Thanks.
And have a great time in Oregon and Seattle, and we wish you the best. We'll see you when you get back.
Sounds great. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to you. All right. That was Megan Gebhardt, MSU senior. You can catch her have 52 cups of coffee around Michigan and the United States on 52cups.tumblr.com and also msucatalyst.com. We're going to have next Jen Midland and Josh Hovey talking about the Rio Eats project coming up after the break. This is Dan Redford, Eric Jorgensen, Kids Table, taking over Ebling and you.